Well, Bobby Dickerson, you are very busy during the game when the Orioles are in the field. I see you all the time on the top step of the dugout, making sure the infielders are where they're supposed to be. Now, in this advent of overshifting and shifting within counts, how many documents do you have to keep track of the players where you need your infielders to be?
Well, you know, this has been going on really for a long time. Just people, we have more information now. We so much more information. We can see what guys do in different counts. But, you know, usually we did all our things with just plain old spray charts on the bench. You know, you play a guy so many times and he hits ground balls to the right side, we play the right side. But, you know, like Bautista, when we know he's in an advanced count, when he's in an offensive count, we're going to play him to pull. And then when he gets a little more defensive, two strikes, we're probably going to move back and, you know, look for him to just try to put the ball in play and try to defend against him poking the ball through the right side also. So we just do different things. And also, you know, we try to force hitters to change their swings. It's a nice – that's like prevent defense, you know. If you change your swing, that they're not as offensive.
You say this has been going on for a long time, but one of the things early on this season we've noticed is you're overshifting on players that in the past – you probably wouldn't have, or it would be an afterthought. Is that because of the computer printouts that you're suggesting, well, this guy has an obvious trend and we're going to try to take that away?
Yeah, I mean, I'm using really my same information I had last year. We did this so far this year. We're playing pretty much everyone the same. We haven't had too many changes. But we do a little more, I think, than other teams do in counts. We're a little more aggressive in offensive counts and a little more defensive in more of a in a pitcher's count. So I've noticed other teams starting to do that a little more now, but I know last year we were really doing it. We would move a guy, you know, 30 yards when he got two strikes or in a different count. So it's just feel. We're going to get burned. You got to give up something to get something. But again, there are certain hitters we want to change their swings. If they change their swings, we've also played good defense.
All right, your other job, the very visible third base coach of the Orioles. Unfortunately for a third base coach, you only get noticed if a guy gets thrown out at the plate, not if a run scores. Tell us what goes into your mindset even before the ball's put in play if you have a runner that you may send to the plate.
Well, before a series, we go through our advanced report. We know the outfield arms. We know who throws good and accurate. You know, just because a guy has arm strength doesn't mean you should – be afraid to run on him if he's not accurate. But just like this series, we know this outfield is all of them have good arms and all of them are very accurate. The other thing is where you are in the lineup and who's swinging the bat well. If we're in the middle part of the lineup, I'm going to probably be less aggressive and let another person take a hack at him because, you know, if you look back, we are a home run hitting team and we try our best not to make outs on the bases, which sometimes can appear to be less aggressive. And you're right. I mean, I think I get booed both ways. I think more than anything is when I hold a guy. Everybody thinks a single means score the run, and that's not necessarily so with outfield arms, with our speed on the bases, and with who's coming up to bat.
And I would guess that one of the most difficult aspects of this is for you to take emotion out of it. This series is a good example of that. Very low-scoring series, runs are at a premium, but you have to have the sensible mindset to not do something maybe that your heart tells you because you know Jose Bautista, for instance, he's got the arm to gun down a guy at the plate. It would have happened last night had you sent Chris Davis.
Well, there's no question. My emotions get rocking and rolling. You know, I want to get out there and I want to send everybody. And then I got to check myself because before you know it, I'm not making quality decisions. And not that I'm going to be right all the time. I'm going to make my share of mistakes. I know that. And just like everyone else, I talked to Brian Butterfield a lot about it and DeMarlo Hale and guys that have done it a while. And they know, they say right away, Bobby, know you're going to make some mistakes out there, but try to keep your emotions out of it. You know, I'm not a fan. I have to do a job The fan in me wants to send them all. Just run, let's run, let's run. But, you know, I would hate myself if Adam Jones is coming up to bat with a potential bases loaded and instead we end the inning on a play at the plate where he's out easy. Or even that's the same reason why we don't steal on certain counts. You know, we want to let Chris Davis and Adam and Cruzy and all take a hack at the pitcher, you know. So if we don't make outs on the bases, we get more lineup turnover, and it shows up also in the ninth inning. You know, instead of having the lower part of the lineup coming up, if we make an out on the bases, you know, it keeps us from getting to the meat of our lineup.